get your motor running. Head out on the highway, looking for adventure. And whatever comes our way.
The Jay Garvin Show Home and Mortgage Talk, Saturdays at 8 a.m., Sundays at 11 a.m., here on KRDO News Radio 105.5 FM, 1240 a.m. and 92.5 FM. Now here's your host, Jay Garvin's.
This segment is brought to you by Empire Title, Bill McAfee, your best of the best Colorado Springs gold winner. Well, good morning, radio listeners. If real estate was a weather cycle, this morning would be it, because it's colder out there, my friends, and the real estate market has went back and forth from hot to cold too many times to count over the last 16 months. I'm Jay Garvin's. You're tuned into the Jay Garvin Show, Home and Mortgage Talk, where I have an entire hour filled with information and conversation that I look forward to having with you every single week. Now, if you're getting tuned into this radio show for the very first time, my name is Jay and I'm your friend. For the last 10 plus years, I have offered my contact information to you personally, probably 2,500 tribal listeners out there. But if you're hearing my voice for the first time, I'm your friend and my telephone number is 719-330-1457. I come to the microphone from the perspective of a licensed loan officer in Colorado and also 16 other states. I just did a podcast and radio show about serving you where you're at, everywhere from Florida to South Carolina to Tennessee to Arkansas, Missouri, Indiana, Utah, Kansas, New Mexico, Colorado, of course, Tennessee, of course, North Dakota, South Dakota, Wyoming, and a couple spattered states in between. But the real estate market, from a mortgage perspective, has been in a rut of high interest rates and accompaniment of high inflation that is due, my friends, to our national debt. This is the repercussions of printing over $10 trillion of money added to our national debt, starting with the Trump administration and the crescendo and the added spending of the Biden administration. And there are other different factors in there, but in a time of difficulty, in the time of storm, there's always opportunity, or what we call a silver lining to the cloud. And that is opportunity. It allows you to separate the wheat from the chaff. And that's going to be my conversation today. Not as much from a licensed loan originator, but more so from a real estate investor. I'm a real estate investor. In fact, if you're listening right now, I'm looking for that one person that needs to hear this message. I want to talk to you, the one individual that wants to sneak in this coming Tuesday, in 2 days from now, unless you're listening on Sunday, 1 day from now, or unless you're listening to a podcast, catch the next class. I'm doing the second part of my investment property class, Building a Team and Following a Plan, this Tuesday, the 17th at 6:30 p.m. right downtown Colorado Springs. This is a $95 valued class and it's free, complimentary for you, the radio listener. I've got a special guest coming. In the 7 years I've been doing this class, I have never had my partner, my friend, my spouse come and talk from that perspective of investment. I'm very active in real estate investment. She is more passive. In the Dave Ramsey world, I'm the free spirit. She's the nerd. I come up with the ideas. She crunches the numbers. You have the ability to have both of us in one room. So call me at 719-330-1457, or you can go to jgarvins.com. Put your information on the right-hand side, and if you can't call now because you're on the road, you can go to jgarvins.com. Click your information in the right-hand side. I've got my contact information there, and become a part of that. But before this segment ends, drum roll, Matt, this week's conversation, radio show title is The Housing Market Gone Berserk. And the muse for this was a interview that I watched, was a Breitbart economics and finance editor and author, John Carney, was on Kudlow's Fox Business Network, and he talked about housing that's gone berserk. He went on to explain, which I agree with 70% and differ on the final 30%, that he sees it, Carney, as the least affordable market in real estate we've ever had. And that is an extreme comment. That's what talking heads do. They do things extreme. But what he explained is this, and I want to draw this piece by piece apart during the hour and have this conversation with you. Like I stated, I'm looking for the one individual that gets that, because for the first time this entire year, which I'm going to go over the economic numbers, over the last 12 months, in the close of September, the value of a house was higher than it was last September. The rest of the year, our prices have been down. And Carney stated that if we're still getting house demand maintained at 7.5% interest rates, what in the world is going to happen when it goes back to 5 and 6%? Thus, the real estate housing market has gone berserk. Don't go anywhere. I'm going to be back getting into the details, plus a special guest about the housing market gone berserk right after these messages. You're listening to The Jay Garvin Show.
Born to be wild. Born to be wild.
Run, 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 but you sure can't hide.
Vote for me and I'll set you free. Rap on, brother. Rap on.
The Jay Garvin Show Home and Mortgage Talk, Saturdays at 8 a.m., Sundays at 11 a.m., here on KRDO News Radio, 105.5 FM, 1240 a.m., and 92.5 FM. We're back with your home mortgage Jedi, Jay Garvin's.
This segment brought to you by locally owned Rocky Mountain Climate, a family-owned business.
Hey, where's the beef?
Well, thanks so much for sticking to the radio show, keeping the dial on that 105.5 FM or 92.5 or 1240 AM, wherever you are, there or on your podcast platform. I'm Jay, and today I'm talking about housing gone berserk. Told you the last segment, this muse, the idea of this show came from a Fox Business News Network segment on Kudlow, which is a great platform to see what's going on in the business world, and that includes real estate. I'm also going to give reference and go into the details later from information within the Gazette here locally in the Pikes Peak region, and specifically an economist by the name of Tatiana Bailey had some great information in her article, and I'm going to talk about that. And this is what I'm talking about. This gentleman, John Carney, who was on the Kudlow Fox Business Network show, said if housing prices were relatively being maintained across the nation, and if you look at the economic update and the real estate numbers across the Pikes Peak region, year to date, the average price of a house is only about 0.5% below par, meaning we've lost less than 1% value on the year. Now, median price, we're down about 1.5% on the year. But this last reporting from September of last year to September of this year, the median price was actually up 3%. So this year, we have the median price coming out of September at $475,000. Last September of 2022, the median price for that house was $460,000. It's up 3.3%. That's the first time it's been positive. And John Kearney's point was, hey, this is unsettling. If houses are still maintaining their value across the board and on average and median, when interest rates are in the mid 7.5%, what in the world is going to happen when interest rates go back to the mid sixes or high fives? And I can tell you exactly what's going to happen because I did an article on it for bankrate.com. We've got over 70 million millennials that are 26 to 43 years old. And as soon as interest rates drop, those buyers, the median age for buying is 34 years old. The millennials are smack dab in the middle of their bell curve. They're going to come back into the market in force. And because of limited inventory, which I'm going to talk to throughout the entire show to you on and off, prices are going to escalate fast enough back to the 2019, 20, and 2021 timeframe to where affordability will become restrictive once again based on the price and the absence or lack of availability. So my conversation today is very, very clear. The bottom line up front is that now is a good time to purchase a house. I've always said the best calendar cycle of the year to buy a house is from October to February anyways, because individuals that have to sell will sell and they're 5 to 15% below the prices in the height of the competitive months in the Pikes Peak region in summer. But I'll also tell you that you can take further advantage of the market with calendar or economic timing. But every single month is a great month to buy real estate, whether you have high prices or low prices, high interest rates or low interest rates, because what people don't understand is it's not like a lottery. It's not like the timing and the luck of getting a good ticket. It's not like timing and luck of getting in the market of real estate at the right time. It's not at all about the timing in the market for real estate. It's about your time in the market. I guarantee you in Colorado Springs, if you buy a house for $400,000, in 15 years, that house is going to be $550,000. Statistically, that's played true all the way back since when I bought a house in Cheyenne Meadows, my very first house as an adult, when I was 27 years old in Colorado Springs, Cheyenne Meadows, and I bought a house for $118,000, and 13 years later, I sold it for $221,000, period. It's an asset that's appreciated over time, and the smaller the house you get, the more that appreciation is going to be revealed to you. Now, going into it in much more detail, I'm looking, like I said, for the one individual listening right now that needs to hear this, because I just got off the phone with a friend of mine, Jeff. We grew up in Wisconsin together, and he decided to buy land and a house in Florida, and I decided to buy land and a house in Tennessee, and that was more than 5 years ago for both of us. So we talked about how blessed we are because it's time in the market. So taking advantage of that time in the market. Now, it's very easy for me to sit here with experience. I help anywhere from 25 to 50 people personally a year navigate this system with getting financially set with a mortgage, interviewing and obtaining a great real estate agent to represent you. I even go further to say, hey, let's get a good inspector that you can have a relationship with. Let's see if we can get you a handyman that you can have a relationship with. But all of that is immaterial if you can't get over your hesitation or fear. And that's why getting educated on the market, getting educated on anything, I mean, simple things like clearing out a clogged drain in a bathtub, I had absolutely no idea what to do, but I do have a history of confidence in completing home maintenance or home improvement projects. So I literally just pulled out the internet and YouTube and ended up watching, of all videos, this old house video of a gentleman that was cleaning out a stop, I don't even know the name of it, below the bottom drain in a tub. And it was no way the same prediction that I thought I was going to fix it. I thought I was going to go down through the bottom drain in the bottom of the bathtub, and I ended up going through the top drain where you click the stopper up and down on the base of the porcelain. But as soon as my education exceeded my ignorance, I was fine with the project. You know, for me, I need to make sure that I don't damage the glass door by the tub or chip the porcelain. It's usually not the project that gets me in trouble. It's the peripheral activity around the project. And I just shake my head and say, hi, my name is Jay, and I'm a goofball.
No! No!
And that's my point to you. You listening right now, if you can go against your hesitation or fears and get educated on the market, your surroundings, how many of you out there even call me your mortgage lender? There's a lot of you out there that I've been talking to for years. There's several. I know it because you've called me and said, hey, Jay, I appreciate your show. I've got a question, you know, for my credit union lender. Can you help me? And I'm like, why am I not your lender? Oh, I thought you were a radio show host. Well, believe it or not, I can actually walk and chew gum at the same time, folks. But my point is that if you don't have a mortgage lender or a mortgage banker that you call your friend and the professional in your life, no different than your accountant or an attorney, then of course it's going to be difficult to have success in the real estate market. In fact, some of you are shaking your heads and saying, man, I don't even have a CPA, an attorney, or a financial planner. And you guys are really in trouble if you don't have any of those. Because I've had the same accountant for 25 years. And folks, he just saved me over $25,000 of taxes in the last couple months as we filed taxes, my wife and I, for 4 companies, 8 houses. It's very complex. TurboTax may be only $350 than the $1,900 I gave him, but TurboTax won't save me $25,000, that's for sure, because if you don't understand the tax code, you need to get a good CPA. And call me, I've got one of the best, second generation. But the same way, if you think going down to your credit union or online to find a mortgage banker is going to fill your solution, I have one word for you: TurboTax. Because I build wealth for individuals and help you get educated to a point where you don't need me in your life anymore. I have a lot of clients that I still mentor that are now buying houses for cash. That could be you. But I want to unequivocally share with you, education is key, because when it comes time to go into a market like this, when many are fearful, Warren Buffett will tell you to be bold and greedy when others are fearful. And also take a step back and possibly get fearful when others are bold themselves. But the future favors the brave. And the brave are individuals that when everything is telling you to go left, you go right. And here's some of the details about the timing in our economy right now. I'll tell you, inflation is a new prospect for me because it's up. And now it has been very sticky. This Tatiana, I'll talk to you about her in the final segment as I talk about things locally, but she says inflation is sticky. And one of the reasons why inflation is sticky, and one of the reasons why inventory in real estate is still very limited, there's not enough houses out there, is because for the first time in this inflationary and recessionary trends we're going through, there's hundreds of thousands, millions of Americans out there that have mortgages, to include myself, at 2, 3, and 4%. We're not going to sell our homes. So the rest of inflation affects us less because we have a fixed housing payment every month. If you're renting right now and you have a steady job for 2 years and a good credit score and you're not considering a purchase, you're just undereducated. If you're renting right now, you've got to call me at 719-330-1457 during the break, because rents are going up from $1,750 a month to $2,150 a month to $2,450. You've got to fix your housing expense. And those of you that have a house that you're staying in, don't go anywhere. I've got a special guest coming in to say, okay, how are we going to take care of your house, maintain it, and improve it while you're living in it longer than you expected? Can't move up, can't move down. I have all the answers after the break. And call me at 719-330-1457 if you want to get a seat at my investment property class this coming Tuesday at 6:30 p.m. the 17th. It's a $95 value for you, free, possibly the last one of the year with a special guest. 719-330-1457. Get signed up for my investment property class. You're listening to The Jay Garvin Show.
Politicians say more taxes will solve everything.
Ah!
Jay Garvin Show Home and Mortgage Talk, Saturdays at 8 a.m., Sundays at 11 a.m., here on KRDO News Radio, 105.5 FM, 1240 AM, and 92.5 FM. We're back with your home mortgage best friend, Jay Garvin's.
This segment is brought to you by Arrow Moving and Storage. Thanks so much for sticking with me. I'm talking about a housing market gone berserk. This entire show coming from a mortgage lender's perspective of where interest rates are high, of course, and where inflation is sticky, but trying to share with you that it's not about timing the market, folks. It's about your time in the market. It's never a bad time to buy a house as long as you're in it for the long haul. But statistically, what we're finding with a economist, Tatiana Bailey, this is a great series of articles in the Gazette. She said, hey, one of the reasons why inflation is persistent is because a majority of you out there have and own homes. 85% of you own your homes, statistically, as a KRDO podcast listener. But you're not moving up to a bigger house right now, nor are you downsizing into retirement because you don't want to lose that 2, 3, or 4% rate. Well, this is why I called in one of my best friends, the owner of a local family-owned company of Rocky Mountain Climate, to say, if you're staying in your house longer, your housing expense every month is fixed. But now you're going to see possibly an extra cycle in HVAC, maybe an extra cycle in your roof, hopefully not an extra cycle in your sewage and your sewage lines. But you're seeing this conversation happen daily, aren't you, Jason?
Yeah, we are. I was just reading that the other day when we were talking. Like you said, I think the stats are somewhere 80-85% of homeowners are keeping their homes now instead of buying new homes because they want to save themselves the insurance percentage.
Absolutely. And with the interest rates so high, individuals are like, I'll keep the darn house and do improvements or maintain it. And that's one of the reasons why inventory, which is exciting, inventory levels are going up,
right?
But nowhere to the tune of 3,000, 4,000 houses we need to do a buyer's market. And it's a dance, isn't it, Jason, between right, maintaining the heating or cooling system you have in your house and going with a new one. You and I have a storied past on that because right, all five of, I should say four and a half of my houses, of my houses, because I have two units in my primary residence, one that you guys put in the second floor, but I've still got, I know we can't say four letter words, Matt, but I don't know, can we say five letter words? Because it's hard for me to say the word ream. I got a ream, but I've got a train system. And what is that tagline about trains?
Hard to stop a train.
It is hard to stop a train. And trust me, my daughter tries really hard in the summer to stop that
you know what's crazy?
And cooling system.
It's hard to stop a train, but it's not hard to stop us at Rocky Mountain Climbers.
Say what?
It's not hard to stop you guys.
That's almost a conundrum, isn't it?
I have no idea what you just said. It's hard to stop a train, but it's not hard to stop you guys at Rocky Mountain Climate.
Right.
Okay, that's a good tagline.
I like it.
Call in at 719-330-1457 to vote on that one.
That's going to be in the next multiple choice round.
It will be the next multiple choice round. Partner, train systems stick around for 15, 20 years.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So what would you tell somebody? Because you know me, you guys have replaced two of the four units you have with me before the other unit died, because I have investment properties and I don't want to be doing it in January on Sunday evening, calling you guys for emergency when I know I'm looking at the tag of that furnace in the crawl space and it's 18 years old.
Right, right.
And you can get a whole new system for less than $5,000, depending on the size of your house. So to me, it's just simple math.
Right.
What are some of the most popular units that individuals are going with? I mean, you've got different BTUs, stuff like that. Your house size is usually around 2,500 square feet.
Correct. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. And so what does a 2,500 square foot house take as far as a piece of equipment?
Typically 80 to 100,000 BTU furnace.
Okay. And what? Installed everything, because that's a bigger house than mine. That's less than 7,500, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, yeah, depending
on
what
you go with. And that's an American-made product.
Right. True American-made in Tyler, Texas. your home, La Crosse, Wisconsin, and then...
Although, you know, I was reading, they moved their darn headquarters up to Minneapolis.
Yeah.
Damn mud ducks.
Oh, no, he didn't.
I preferred the cheesehead. I'll go with Longhorn down where in Texas?
Tyler.
Tyler, Texas, come on down here. You get a cowboy hat when you buy a piece of train equipment. Hey, Jason Aldean, just last night, tickets went on sale. Colorado Springs here. Anytime I get a chance to put on my cowboy hat and sing a song like Not in My Town, I'll make her happen. That train should start. That is their tagline. But honestly, you're seeing more and more individuals that are staying in their house.
Yes.
And come on, folks, it is like we're in the middle of October now, and we're having a really, you know, Indian, call it indigenous people summer.
Right.
Instead of an Indian summer, we'll say indigenous people.
People politically correct, yeah. Yeah.
Call them now, because your phone starts to blow up after that first freeze, doesn't it?
Yeah, and I was just thinking about that percentage on the interest rates and stuff, how people, the budget's not there for that 4% spike on interest.
Uh-huh.
So our customers are staying in their house longer.
Yep.
But you and me are kind of cut from the same cloth on that one, as we like to make lemonade out of lemons.
Absolutely.
Wife wants that new house or whatever, can't afford it right now, it's not in the budget. Now's a good time to put that system in your house.
Absolutely. And if you're going to stay in the house for 7 more years, why wait until 6 years from now to replace the unit when these inflationary hedges are not going
to
stop?
Yeah, you're going to give it to a new owner. Might as well enjoy it while you're waiting.
That's what I call the car detail approach. Individuals that drive around in a messy car their whole life and then get it all cleaned up the day before they sell it for the new person.
Exactly. Exactly.
Come on. Let's think higher of ourselves out there, folks.
Yeah.
Just repeat after me.
Preventative maintenance.
By golly, you're a good person. And I love you.
Because I'm good enough, I'm smart enough, and doggone it, people like me.
Put that AC in your house, even though it's, you know, furnace time right now, but put the AC in your house for next summer till 6-7 years down the road so you can enjoy that in the meantime. Recoup your money when those interest rates come down.
Yep, absolutely. And that's huge. Every single furnace, even though 3 out of 5 of my houses here in town do not have air conditioning, every single furnace that you guys put in, I had you put what is called the cooler coil.
Yeah, the cooling coil.
I got the cooling coil on the unit. All we need is that dedicated 220 and that compressor outside.
Right.
Am I saying all these terms right?
It's like you're a professional.
Well, gee golly, I'm a handyman contractor, and I know. I was telling them how I cleaned out a clogged drain, you know. I just need a YouTube channel. Don't even worry about calling Jason. Just buy a train off a truck and install it from a YouTube
video.
He's
an HVAC professional and a freaking plumber all of a sudden.
Okay, I have to say this. So you're going to a wedding in Nebraska this weekend. Good for you. And who are you dressing up as?
I'm going for that Val Kilmer look.
The Val Kilmer look. I'm telling you, if you guys...
That's a whole stash.
Both Jason and I have a face for radio, but if you saw his stash right now, it's a Jason Kilmer. No, what's his name?
Travis Kelce.
Yeah. So, seriously here, in the last 2 minutes, for individuals to get a hold of you to service their furnace, and trust me, Jason and his team do an amazing job of servicing furnaces. What do they do? Who do they call? How do they get the ball started?
Call Ashley or Taylor at the office at 719-629-8686.
Family owned, Rocky Mountain Climate.
Correct.
Now you guys are smart. You own your own business. You pass that savings on. You're local. You're not a big corporation where you need 3 weeks to get on the schedule.
Turnaround time is pretty quick.
Turnaround time is pretty quick, folks. And do it now. I promise you. Literally, they're predicting tonight is going to be the very first night. This Saturday, if you're listening, we're going below freezing for the very first time. They say somewhere between 30 and 34 degrees. So call today. Number again, Jason?
Yep. Call Rocky Mountain Climate. You can talk to Ashley or Taylor at the office at 719-629-8686.
And in the last minute, please hear this loud and clear. I know a majority of us, Jason and I in the studio, you listening, are homeowners. Statistically, more than 85% of us. He and I both know that all of us, to include us, Jason's got a great home with a great rate. I have a great home with a great rate. We're staying in our houses longer. So you have to call Jason, get your system looked at, and enjoy the system and upgrade it now. Because, folks, I'm telling you, rates are not coming down in 2024. We're going to be lucky to see relief in 2025.
Yeah.
So
be proactive. Get it done. Get your maintenance done.
I like that. Get her done.
Get her done.
And now you're literally out of the studio, into your car, driving to Nebraska.
Going to Nebraska.
Well, appreciate you coming. Jason, every time you're on, you add value. If you're listening right now, make sure that you call me during the break, 719-330-1457, and get added. This is the last day to get added to my investment property class happening this coming Tuesday, the 17th of October at 6:30 p.m., a $95 value, free to you, and I've got a special guest that's going to be here. Don't go anywhere. You're listening to The Jay Garvin Show.
I hear the train a-coming. It's rolling around the bend. And I ain't seen the sunshine since I don't know when. But that train keeps rolling on down to San Antonio.
Well, no more will I shop around now, baby. I know I got the best thing.
The Jay Garvin Show Home and Mortgage Talk, Saturdays at 8 a.m., Sundays at 11 a.m., here on KRDO News Radio, 105.5 FM, 1240 AM, and 92.5 FM. We're back with your home mortgage best friend, Jay Garvin's.
We want to pump you up.
Wrap it up. I'll take it. Wrap it up. I'll take it.
Well, thanks for sticking with me. I am Jay, and I'm finishing the last segment, the last 9 minutes of our conversation about the housing market gone berserk. And what I mean by this, I'm not even going to talk about the overall impact of the Ukraine war, because I think that's a tragedy, but more of a psychological thing in our neck of the woods, in the Pikes Peak region, or the atrocities that are happening over in Israel. Stay tuned on that, folks, because I'm going to give you information about a rally for Israel that's going to be happening downtown. A good friend of mine, Uri Yokelman, working with the city and the mayoral staff to do that. But these are highly emotional issues for us. What are not emotional issues, as is Tatiana Bailey said, is government shutdowns that we just barely averted less than 2 weeks ago. In fact, the fallout from that was horrific because McCarthy, the House Speaker on the Republican caucus, was booted out by some rebels for that reason. And now they've got a November deadline to actually go through and rebalance all of the spending budgets. And if we have a shutdown in Colorado, the Pikes Peak region, that does affect us for military members, local residents, which is a high disproportionate part of our population, plus contractors potentially getting furloughed, that can further strain our local economy. Also, like Kaiser Permanente, that is a direct effect on us locally, not as much as the United Auto Workers, where there's as much as 75,000 auto workers striking now. But the high interest rates and then the sticky or persistent inflation on top of all of that makes the local economy and consumer sentiment that much more heavy, and it's hard to break from the news cycle that we hear every single day and every single week. And that's why I want to talk to you specifically. Listening to me now, I want to talk to the one individual that's ready to hear this, and it's to step out, no doubt at all, step out from the news cycle, from your fear, from your doubt and your hesitation, because the future favors the brave. Actually, the timing in the market is perfect right now. But I'm telling you, it's never going to be the timing in the market alone that helps you succeed or keep your head above water. It's going to be your time in the market. So congratulations. All of us own our homes. 80% of us statistically on this show. So maybe 2 out of 10, 1 out of 5 of you are not homeowners. But a majority of you have adult children, friends, neighbors, relatives that are not homeowners, because there's only 60%+ of people that own homes. So we're a disproportionately high percent of that here. So we are the educators. You're the only homeowner that they may have a relationship with to say you have to call Jay and you have to do these specific things. There's 4 steps. First and foremost, you have to get educated and build your team first. That's why I'm telling you, call me at 719-330-1457. I'll make sure that you, as a homeowner, get into my investment property class, and you might be the individual that I educate so you can educate your friend, relative, or adult child. And you've got to build that team, like I mentioned in the first segment. I don't know if I can help you if you're doing your taxes at TurboTax, because if you've got the easy 1040 form and you're a homeowner and you've got some stocks and you've got maybe a side hustle with a business, you need to start building a team that really, even before Jay Garvin's, before I'm invited onto your team, I would say the most important member of my team across the board in my life, other than Jesus Christ and my wife, is an accountant. But I have 5 companies and I have 8 houses now. So it's more complicated. But with real estate, you have to start with your lender. What are you going to do with your finances? Then you've got to add and grow that into a real estate agent. Why don't you do your real estate agent first, you ask? I'm telling you, because before you go in the store and shop for candy, which is always fun and easy to do, you better make sure you got money in your wallet, or it's just going to be a frustrating venture. Same thing with real estate. Before you go looking at real estate, that's all razzle-dazzle. Call me at 719-330-1457. As a licensed mortgage lender, I am going to get you qualified and certified with Churchill. That's number one, education and building your team. And it expands to your handyman, your inspectors, and eventually the peripheral partners like financial planner, attorney, accountant, all of those. But secondly, you have to understand the cycle of purchasing, and going into winter and in high interest rate environment, now is the time to purchase. 2024 in the first quarter is going to be the best time to buy a house in more than 6 years, since 2018 at the very beginning in January, from the January of 2024. And if you can save $50,000 on a home purchase right now, which I can guarantee that you can do here locally, but only pay $500 more a month, if you take $50,000 and divide it by 500, that's 100 months, more than 8 years, you're going to be ahead. And then saving that money is your third step. And the fourth step is, hey, in the next 5 to 8 years, you can refinance that home, you can sell that home, or you can literally pay that home off, depending on what stage you are in life. So the reality and the bottom line, folks, is that real estate and the economy does not have to be perfect in order for you to succeed in real estate. High interest rates make it much more attractive to buy a house right now. As soon as those interest rates come down, the millennials are going to come back in the market in force and just drive the prices up again. So act now and call me at 719-330-1457 to start the mortgage process, or at least get into my investment property class part 2 this coming Tuesday, the 17th. Call me at 719-330-1457. And as I state at the end of every show, go grow and prosper. Tell someone close to you that you love them, because that's all that matters in the end. Not the mortgage rate, not the house, not even the information you get out of my investment property class. It's your memories, your loved ones. That's all you take with you. You've been listening to The Jay Garvin Show. See you next week or on my next podcast. You've been listening to The Jay Garvin Show.
25 years and my life is still trying to get up that great big hill of hope for a destination.
The proceeding was a paid program on KRDO News Radio. KRDO News Radio does not confirm nor deny the validity or accuracy of the information contained in this program, and the views expressed do not necessarily represent the views or opinions of the staff and management of KRDO News Radio.